Hello.
Hello, Dylan.
Yes.
Hi, Dylan. It's Laura with Local Splash. I spoke with you a couple days ago about the Google listing for your business.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I wanted to check in. I know you wanted a little bit of time before getting started. Are you ready to start the program?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect, perfect. So let me get your information down, make sure I have everything correct.
Okay.
Dylan, go ahead.
One thing. So, yes, of course, I want to start. I just want to know everything that, like, comes with it.
Of course. Okay. So the first thing is going to be the exclusivity part. So we don't work with your competitors. These are going to be calls that go directly to you. No sharing leads, nothing along those lines. Now, we're going to put you on the first page of Google right there where the map section is, and it's going to be based off of the jobs that you tell me that you want to be found for. So we turn them into keywords based off of what's searched the most. So you're going to get first page placement on Google, Bing, Apple. We're also going to retarget those same people that are looking for your keywords on their Facebook page by running ads for your business. So it'll be a click-to-call campaign. Mm-hmm.
So then when you say, like, I'll get the first, are you talking to, like, when they search for the keywords, I'll be, like, the first one that pops up?
You'll be on the first page where the map is. So have you ever done, like, a search for, like, a restaurant or a business, and then the map pops up with the local businesses?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we would put you, is on that first page.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you have any other questions for me?
I guess, okay, so say I'm on the first page, say somebody's above me. What determines that on, like, how high they are up, like, is the first one you see, second one you see, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's a number of different things. So Google works kind of like a robot. All the information that Google has, it pushes businesses up higher and higher based off of how much accurate information is on the internet of your business. That's how the SEO part works. So what we do is we go clean up the internet of your company info, put it out there in places so it starts recognizing you as a more legitimate business. There's that, and also reviews. So we are going to provide you with the review tracker, so you provide to your clients. All they have to do is click on it, and they can easily leave you a review. And we are going to ask you to start, you know, getting reviews so we can get you up higher and higher. We have gotten businesses, though, on the first page without reviews. I mean, that's not an issue, but, you know, getting reviews is super important, and I'm sure you can understand the reason why on that end as well. But that's basically how that works.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that answered my question.
Okay. Now, you are also going to get a dashboard, so the dashboard's going to track everything for you, and you'll have access to that right away. I also did include in there, and I don't know if we went over this or not, but a free website. Do you want one? Because I didn't even ask.
That would be amazing.
Okay, yeah. I can also add the website.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I just use one of those, like, apps. Like, I think it's, like, Build, Use something or other along those lines. And you can send it out to people and all of that, and they can click and all on your phone number and all that stuff. And it has links, but it's nothing like professional that looks good.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's something that I can add in there at no extra cost, so that's not a problem. Timeline-wise, I don't know if I went over it with you, but from when you sign up, it's going to be about 1 to 3 days to have your onboarding call. That one is where we go over everything in detail. And have it look the way you want it to look. In 7 to 14 days, your website and your Facebook ads are going to be live. And then for the verification process with Google and popping up first page for all of your keywords, it's going to be a max of 30 to 45 days. And that's about how long the timeline is for everything. Now, that's pretty much the rundown of the whole program. Does it all make sense to you? And we all, good?
It'll be about 30-ish days before I can actually search up, you know, pressure washing, I'll be up there.
I would say approximately, yeah. It's just, it all depends how quickly we can move with everything. So I would say, you know, the quicker we can do your onboarding call, the better, because it does make things quicker. And then we have to verify you. So Google's going to verify you. They do it in different ways. The most common way is a video. So the quicker you can get that back to us as well, the quicker we can verify you. So it's really just, you know, a partnership
What kind of video, like, what is it showing?
Yeah, so there's different requirements depending on the type of industry that you're in. For you, since you're pressure washing, it's not going to be a difficult process, but it's most likely going to be a video that shows you at your physical address. It'll probably have to take pictures or videos of either business cards or if you have like a logo on your car, if you have any invoices. It's different things to so that's how Google's going to verify that you are a legitimate business.
Yeah, because I have business cards and like my equipment. I don't really have like a set shop or anything like that.
Oh, you don't need that. You don't need that at all.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, when they work out of their home, they just have the video is like you taking a video of the number of the house, you opening the door with your key, and then taking a video of like your tools and all that type, or business cards, all that type of stuff. Is your business licensed and insured?
No, not yet.
Okay, so pressure washing is really not that serious. I was going to say, because if it is, you can also submit that paperwork. It's done in different ways, so it's not anything that I'm concerned of. It's mainly the ones that, like, for example, electricians, HVAC, those are a little general contractors. Those are more on the pickier side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Dylan, the spelling of your first name, is it D-I-L-L-O-N?
Yeah. So
it is, like the business.
My last name is Dylan. My first name is Hunter.
Ah, got it. Okay. All right. Okay. And for your email address, what would you like me to put down?
Just hunterdylan100@gmail.com and no uppercase.
Okay. All right. Sure I have. Okay, so hunterdylan100@gmail.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Now, this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in the 2271, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes, please.
Okay. And then company name, I have Dylan's Pressure Washing. 3 words, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The address that I have is 5709 Van Dorn Street in Lincoln, Nebraska, 68506. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, people authorized on the account, do you want to add anybody else or just yourself?
Just me.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Now, what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
Residential. I can, so on my business cards, all it says is, here, I have one here. It says, driveway cleaning, sidewalk cleaning, and then like house cleaning. But I can do like fences and decks and gutter cleanings as well.
Okay.
For services.
For power washing, right? Or like.
Yeah.
Or, okay. Not building them, right?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to verify. Okay. Now, I know for some people, they do power washing in like a house, soft power washing or whatever it's called for roofs. Do you do that as well or no?
No.
Okay. So I have.
Yeah, that's a little much. Soft washing roofs. I guess I get concerned about liability with that because. The shingles can come up, and the only thing that is on roofs, like the shingles, are just like a bunch of tiny little rocks. And so, yeah.
Yeah. I was speaking with a power pressure washing company a couple days ago, and he was telling me that he thinks it's ridiculous that people get that done because it's so risky. And I never really thought about that. I have run into people who do it. That's why I always like to ask. But so far I have for pressure washing, I have driveway cleaning, sidewalk, fences, decks, gutter, and house. correct?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Now for, let me see here, your onboarding call. I know today's it's not going to happen because we're almost done with our day, but what does your availability look like on Monday?
Probably the same time, like 4:30, more like 4:30.
4:30, okay. They do call within an hour window, so it would need to be between, are you central time or are you, eastern time?
Yeah, I'm central.
You're central. So the latest that I can do is between 5 and 6. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. 5 and 6 Monday. Okay. All right. And for Facebook, did you already have a business page or would you like us to make one for you? Okay.
I do have a business page.
We'll get the URL from you then on Monday. So that's not a problem. Okay. Now for the website, the website is secure, so we can also add a payment integration. It's at no extra cost. What that means is that your clients can pay for your services on your website if you'd like to add it.
And then I would just like put my bank account info into the website and then it get direct deposit to me, or how does that work?
Let me do this. I'm putting it down on the notes for them to tell you a little bit more about it so they can tell you exactly how it works, and then you can decide if it's something that you'd like. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Let's do cities.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay. So just Lincoln and Omaha.
Yeah.
Okay. And just so you do know, you can always add more or take any away on your dashboard. So you're not going to be stuck with those. Now for the hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open for?
So does that mean like times that I can work or that I can be contacted?
I would say contacted because, you know, when you look something up and it shows you if the business is closed or open, and if it's closed, you're most likely not going to call them, right? So I would recommend that you take calls.
Okay, so let's say 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week.
Okay, so 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
My name.
Okay. And does it just show Hunter Dillon?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the 5709 Van Dorn Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what type of card is it going to be?
Let's see here. I think it's a Visa, but let's just double check.
If it starts with a 4, it's a Visa.
yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
4761-5847-0121-6859.
Perfect. And when does the card expire?
0926.
And the security code?
260.
Okay. Now, every time that we call, we're going to ask you a security question, and that's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can pick whatever question you'd like and answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer. So you can pick either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay, and I'm ready whenever you are.
B-O-O-P. That's the last name.
B as in boy? O-O-P?
B. Yeah.
Okay. All All righty. Now I'm going to do the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. If you have any questions, feel free to stop me, and then I will send everything to you through text and through email before we get off the phone. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Dylan's Pressure Washing.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Hunter Dylan, CEO.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from the 877 number. I'm not sure if I sent it to you. Have I sent it to you yet?
I believe so.
I did. Okay. I'm going to just resend it to you just in case if you deleted it. But we're going to be calling you from the 877 number as well, so just save that on your contacts. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
I'll reword it because it is wordy. Basically, you can't have two search engine optimization companies doing the same thing because we're going to be working against each other. So if you do start working with another search engine optimization company, we ask that you let us know.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Is it when I reword it, not in the beginning because
it just sounds
confusing. But yeah, that's basically all that is, because you, and I always recommend you should not be working with two companies. It messes it up, but it's just SEO.
Yeah.
So it's not a problem on that end. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will renew every month on the 7th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time. The only thing that we do ask is if you can please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to send everything over to you right now through text and through email. They're going to be automated messages. I'm also going to send you a YouTube video that's going to show you how to use your dashboard. And let me get that sent over now. Okay, there's that. Okay. And by any chance, are you driving right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. I'm going to go over the terms and conditions with you. It sounded like you were in the car. I didn't want you to do this while you were driving. That's why I asked.
You called when I was, like, at the gas station down the road, and I'm parked, and that's it.
Oh, good. We're almost done, too. It's like less than 5 minutes. Okay. I just sent you over a link. It says the mylocalsplash.com/terms/, and then it has your phone number. If you could open that up for me, please. And what this is basically the terms and conditions of what we're going to do for you, which is going to be that Google Business Profile. We're going to optimize it for you. If you need to go on any directory submissions, we'll help you out with that. We'll go over that on Monday. We're going to do your website, running Facebook ads, and it goes over what we charge you, what we will charge you there for after. You can always put your seasonal hold, you know, wintertime. If you're not working, you can always pause your service. We don't charge you. You can cancel at any time. If you can please just click on the two boxes and then type in your name the way it looks with the capital H and D, and then just click confirm. And it'll take you into what is your dashboard.
Okay. So if I want to, so it says base product setup fee, okay, in local bundle, okay. And then if I ever want to turn off this Facebook ad part, could I?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have clients that some of them want to add more Facebook ads. And I have clients that want to take that off entirely and they go forward to move forward with Google Ads. Everything is customizable, so you're not stuck with something.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then you can also call me. So I'll still be point of contact on your account. So if you want to make any changes, you can also reach out to me directly and we can make whatever changes it is that you want to do.
Yeah, I'll type my name. Okay, and then it took me, yes, username and password.
Yes, so let me, that's what's going to be your dashboard, and I did, your username is going to be your phone number, your password, it's a temporary password, but it did get sent over to you through text message, and you can log in now and you can start uploading photos, or if not, you can wait till Monday. And we can go over everything with you. Again, it's completely up to you. But it looks like here your temporary password, it doesn't look like they've sent it yet. But it's going to be automated, so you'll be receiving it real soon. And then you can just log in with it.
Okay, let's try this out.
Let me refresh. Maybe it's not showing on my end yet.
Yeah, no, they haven't sent me a password.
No, it hasn't. Let me see if I can see it in your settings so you can log in. Sometimes it takes a little bit. That one always, sometimes it's real quick, sometimes it's not. Okay. Let me see here. Yeah, it hasn't been sent out yet, but you're going to receive it because it automatically gets sent out. So you'll get it, I would say, with no more than the hour. But I'm going to put you down here on my calendar as well, so I'll verify that it gets sent out to you. If for whatever reason it doesn't get sent out to you, which that shouldn't happen, on Monday we'll have that login credential for you to log in. Okay, but as of right now, we're already done. I mean, do you have any questions for me before we get off the line?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, Hunter. Well, like I did tell you, you have my contact info, so if you have anything that comes up, please feel free to reach out. But if not, we'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.